Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. What did you think of that song, Steve? All Summer Long. Looks like it's going to be a long summer.
Mate, you're a legend, mate.
Now tell me, how did the Moranbah Rotary Home Show go for you last weekend?
Mick, it was great. I was able to catch up with a lot of my old and recent clients.
Okay, now here's the question. I always ask this. Who won your famous free raffle and what did they choose?
Well, the raffle was won by a lovely young lady from Moranbah by the name of Emma, and she chose the bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label.
Girl after my own heart. Now, Steve, what were most people interested in?
Well, whilst many are now interested in having our office, in conjunction with Pete Maundrell, set up a self-managed super fund to buy property, there was still a lot of interest in the traditional 10% deposit or using equity.
Oh, so Peter Maundrell was there with you.
He had the time of his life blowing up and handing out balloons to all the little kids.
Good on you, Pete. Well done. Now, back to your inquiries. What estate was the most popular, Stone Ridge or North Harbour?
Well, whilst North Harbour will probably take another 15, 20 years to complete, Stone Ridge, with its elevated views across the Glasshouse Mountains, made it almost completed and it's in very high demand.
Okay, let's get stuck in. Can you give us an example of what you have available at Stone Ridge?
Yes, Mick, let's take Lot 48, Crest Street.
Now, Crest Street, Stone Ridge, that address says it all, doesn't it? Can you give the listeners a rundown on what's included?
Yes, Mick. Look, mate, I'll just read from our promotional flyer.
Okay.
This is a beautiful four-bedroom home designed for function and style. You've got your master bedroom en suite with double vanity. You've got to have two
vanity basins, yeah.
You've got three additional bedrooms. They've all got built-in sliding mirror robes. You've got a central bathroom, a shower, bathroom, separate loo. We use block-out roller blinds to all windows and sliding doors. We've got designer gourmet kitchen with Caesar stone bench tops, and we include a stainless steel dishwasher, a huge stove. It's a 900 freestanding stove with a big gas cooktop and electric oven. Then we have a glass canopy range hood over that. We've got a separate laundry. Mate, we have seven TV points, two phone points, all carpeted bedrooms and lounge area. We even put a cold water tap up under the bloody ceiling for the refrigerator, you know, for ice making. We use LED lighting right throughout it. The front door, we do a fabulous front door. It's all Corinthian stained timber door with translucent glass. We put ceiling fans everywhere, including the alfresco. You've got a huge double garage with remote control doors. We put security screens and insect screens on all doors and windows. And on the front of the house, we use InvisiGuard, all fully rendered and painted, fully insulated. We use Colorbond metal roofing, all fully turfed, landscaped, everything's done. We put a clothesline and a garden shed. And in this estate, the gas, it's metered gas to your cooktop and your hot water. We do a full termite protection system, and we build it to a full cyclone rating, W41 wind rating. And this particular one, we've got a split system aircon, and make the whole box and dice for $511,000.
Well, doesn't get much better than that. Now, I'm going to ask for some figures, of course. Can you give us some sample figures on, say, I'm going to be a bit harsh on you here, Steve, 10% deposit, no deposit, and also the mid and high tax brackets?
Let's say you're in the 80 to 180 tax bracket and you were using equity, in other words, borrowing 100%. And this is principal and interest over 30 years. Your tenant, and we've been really conservative here, but let's say we're only going to get $440 a week rent. You get a tax refund of $183, then the investor would be putting in $206 a week. Now, if that same guy wanted to use 10% deposit, his contribution would be $142 a week. Now, if we go into the top tax bracket, using equity, borrowing 100%, the investor would only be putting in $169, and with 10% deposit, he'd only be putting in $110. These are figures that are per week.
Oh, yep, right.
And that's based on taking your tax refund each pay.
That's a very nice home, isn't it?
Beautiful, mate.
Now, if you've missed these figures, you just Google Steve Taylor, you go to the property portfolio, scroll down to investment properties for sale, and it'll all be there. And if you'd like to get in touch with Steve, hit the contact button and all the information will come on that. I can give you his phone number, though, 4987 7567, or you just Google Steve Taylor.
Thanks, Michael.
You're very welcome, mate.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.